1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, we have Sammy Joe Happy, Pioneer Bluffs Director, and prior Director Lynn Smith in a brand new role. Sammy Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Lynn, good morning. How are you?
Hey, it's a beautiful day. It's great.
It is great. And Sammy Joe, first off, before we start talking about the new role for somebody who's very familiar here in the community, let's talk a little bit about Pioneer Bluffs and how things are going into the fall. It's been a pretty busy time period since you became the director earlier this summer.
Yeah, we've had several events since I started back in June. We had a handful of prairie talks. We had our Day of the Cowboy. We had our Tallgrass Express fundraiser event that was really good, and we had some really good food catered by Smoke and Nose Catering. We just had our fall roundup event with a concert by the Weed of Skirts, and it was very good, very good turnout. We just recently sent out our Match Day newsletter, so be looking for that in your mail, and that's the next thing we have coming up.
Outstanding. Well, I have to ask you, Sammy Joe, kind of what led to bringing Lynn back on here as Director of Donor Relations? It sounds like this obviously is a new role. Is this a new position here for Pioneer Bluffs?
Yeah, it is. It actually was a very easy decision. She was at first just helping me kind of get acquainted with Pioneer Bluffs and kind of teaching me, you know, all the ropes of it. And we got to talking, and, you know, I don't really have all that much nonprofit experience, and Lynn does, so she's pretty much on my speed dial. So we've been working together on some things, and we decided to come up with this new role, and I can, you know, kind of watch and see what she does, meet the people that she knows, and learn from her.
Lynn, how easy of a decision was this for you to take on this new role? And I guess the question kind of comes as a tangent to this. How itchy have you been to get back in Pioneer Bluffs operations here, I guess, since you stepped aside and retired here a couple of years ago?
Well, you know, just listening to her, I bet you know that it's very, very easy to do, because Sammy Joe is just fun to work with. You know, she's a bundle of energy, and she just gets things done, and it's just been great working with her. So the transition has been really easy as far as that goes, and, you know, it's kind of nice to have a little something on the retirement side to keep your mind going and get to talk to people, and that's been just great fun, talking to the donors and the people that I've connected with in the past, and kind of reconnecting. You know, you form a relationship, I think, with anybody, with you, Chuck, and or anybody else out there that, and it's nice to get in touch and see what's going on and reconnect. And so that's been really good for me personally, and of course I'm passionate about Pioneer Bluffs, and so, you know, so I came back to help when I saw a place that I could fit in, and it just. And just a little bit, not enough to interfere with too much retirement.
Understood. So what are your, I guess, your new role? What are some of the different responsibilities that you have?
You know, kind of like 16 years or so ago, I kind of created the job as it was already. And so we're with the board developing a new role. Director of Donor Relations is mostly just that, just kind of communicating with the donors, seeking funding, of course, because, you know, I'm a firm believer that a nonprofit without funding is nothing more than just a really good idea. I mean, you just can't get anything off the ground without funding. And so it's kind of helping an organization that I believe in, and in a capacity that's easy and fun for me to do. It's great.
Sammy Joe, how important is this position, especially, you know, given the operating budget and maybe some other needs that you have? How important is it to have somebody who's this well connected to Pioneer Bluffs kind of doing the reach out and helping you along with the process?
Oh, it's extremely important, especially you know, as I'm still getting my feet wet in the beginning of this role, I mean, when I started, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know any of the donors. I didn't know any of the board members, hardly. I didn't know anybody. And so having Lynn in this role has mainly really helped me get to know all these people that have, you know, ties to Pioneer Bluff, and she knows all the history of that. She knows, you know, we've gone on trips together to Kansas City and Wichita and have met with some donors, and that was really cool to start building relationships with those people. I think over time, the role won't be as important as I, you know, learn more and grow from her, but just her being willing to come back and help me is huge. I mean, experience goes a long way, and I don't have, like I said, I don't have all that nonprofit experience like she does, so I'm just blessed that she is willing to take on this role and, you know, get us going in the right direction.
Ladies, before we wrap things up, I wanted to ask you the same question here, and it's really your perspective on why it's so important to support Pioneer Bluffs and its mission. And Lynn, I'll start with you on this. Why is it so important from your perspective that you do have a large donor base and people willing to contribute to the Pioneer Bluffs mission?
We do. Of course, Pioneer Bluffs is all about preserving the important heritage of the Flint Hills, the ranching heritage, but it's more than that. It's a place for the community, a community that it makes our community one of many places that makes our community a better place to live, I think. And so, you know, it's somewhere that families can come and explore, and, you know, everybody can come and learn more about the history and the stories from the Flint Hills. And it's just, you know, it's our quality of life is very important. There's a whole lot of important issues out there, but quality of life, we just can't get past that. And so just making the place a better place, or the community a better place. So that's why I think it's important. And of course, Match Day coming up, and so it's a great time. And as I say, you know, this will be a temporary thing for me as Sammy Joe learns the ropes a bit, but it's sure going to be fun along the way.
How about you, Sammy Joe?
We've got exciting plans for next year.
Yeah, no doubt. Sammy Joe, why is it so important for people to support Pioneer Bluffs and to have that large donor base as opposed to maybe relying on just a select few donors to make Pioneer Bluffs go?
Well, it all depends on what we want to do. I mean, we could get as big as we want and we could get as small as we want. It just depends on what direction we decide to take. And I, you know, personally growing up here in Chase County and seeing how ranching has changed just since I've been alive, it's way different. And so preserving how it used to be, what it's going to be, and what it is now is huge in my personal life. And also, it's so good for people to become knowledgeable about what goes on in the middle of nowhere. I mean, a lot of people have no idea. And so instead of driving along 177 all day, we're a spot that they can stop and explore and learn that sort of thing, learn about the prairie, learn about, you know, cowboys here, learn about even farming here. And it's just a great place to be able to see, you know, how a family back in the 1900s started and what it's become now. You know, I've had a lot of families stop by lately with children, and the kids just love it. They run all over the place, and they love having the open space, and they love seeing the children's room that we have, and it's just a good time to see people enjoy a place that is so special to not only Chase County, but to the whole Flint Hills region.
So, again, Lynn, congratulations on the new role. I think we'll be talking with both of you here periodically. Obviously, as we mentioned here, match day is the next big thing up. So, best of luck to both of you as you continue to work together and continue to keep Pioneer Bluffs at the forefront. Sammy Joe, thanks again.
Yep, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Lynn, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lynn Smith and Sammy Joe Happy joining us from Pioneer Bluffs. Lynn Smith again with a brand new role. She was the director for a long period of time, now serving as director of donor relations, helping Sammy Joe and helping to broaden the outreach for Pioneer Bluffs in Chase County.
Great idea right there. KVOE Live and Local 856, 50 degrees. Good morning.
Breast cancer affects millions of lives. Join us in raising awareness this October so we can make a difference. Newman Regional Health offers regular screenings that lead to early detection. The key